The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Baby, it's cold outside. Welcome to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, thanking you for being here. If you love the show, and I know you do, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code Zach, Z-A-C, and get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on Gas Digital Network. You can also go to PodcastMerch.com, go to the Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show section, and get yourself a t-shirt, a hat, a hoodie, I think a blanket, all sorts of fun shit. I'm joined by two wonderful people today, and I'm very, very happy they're here. To my right, been on the show before, and just did Real Ass Podcast this week as well, my buddy Tim McLaughlin.
What up, what up? How are you guys?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. I'm having a great day.
Thank you. Fresh off of sinus surgery?
Yeah, sinus and septum surgery. Brand new nose, brand new me. I'm out and about, you know, sniffing up all the white man's air. It's nice.
Well, congratulations. And to my left, thank you so much for doing the show today, Amama Sadar.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. You guys were very, very kind to be last-minute replacements, as we had...
We have no jobs.
We had two guests who were supposed to drive in, but it was snowing this morning, and they were unable to. And I just want to thank you guys so much for spending your time with me today. It was very kind of you, and I really appreciate you both. Let's get plugs out of the way. Social media dates, anything you want people to get eyes on. Tim?
Follow me on Instagram at hot_comic69. Check out the podcast I do with Micah Fox called Great Hang. And on the last Friday of every month, I've started doing a Mr. Manners show that comes out on the same under the Great Hang umbrella, where it's me giving my take on old Miss Manners archives. And I'll give you a little spoiler alert. Everyone who writes into Miss Manners is autistic, so it's pretty fun. And if you want, if you're free on Sundays, come to the worst show in the city at Beauty Bar at 9 p.m. on 14th Street.
Fantastic. Amama?
Follow me on Instagram at Amama Sardar and on Twitter at Amama Sardar, where I talk about nothing.
Fantastic. I can't thank you guys enough for being here. You guys know where to find me. Instagram, Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter, ZA Spook Show. Now, Rizzle? I don't know what that is yet, but I promised I would sign up for it as per a deal. Zach is not funny on there, too. It's kind of like TikTok, but not TikTok. I don't know what it is, but they paid for a thing. So thanks, Rizzle. if you're listening live, I'm in Connecticut. Got a bunch of dates coming up. I know I'm going to be at Hyenas in Fort Worth and Dallas coming up. A bunch of shit coming down the pike. And my new cartoon, Foolishly Ghoulish, should be here in about a month or two. Starting here on Gas and then on YouTube. Real excited about it. It's my version of Tales from the Crypt. And just check out my other shows here on the network, Bye Guys, Real Ass Podcast, and Catalyst Wrestling. Before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsors? What do you say? Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys want to get high, really high, really super duper legally high? Well, it's time to go to yodelta.com with me, where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. They sent me vapes. They sent me gummies. I love them. You're going to love them, too. So if you're over the age of 21, you live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, go to yodelta.com and stock up on some Delta 8. You don't know what Delta 8 is? What are you, a jerk? Something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. It's kind of like weed, but they kind of changed the molecular structure to make it legal, and it gets you high. I can tell you, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. For instance, when someone gives them to you, you go, well, this isn't really weed, and you take the gummies and you take three instead of the one that you were going to take, and then you have a panic attack and your friend Lewis is outie. So once more, That's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. Hey, fans over the age of 21, I want to tell you about MePod, our newest vape pen sponsor. Now, warning, these do have nicotine. Nicotine's an addictive chemical. Listen, I don't vape nicotine, but all the yahoos here at Gas Digital Network who are into vaping cannot shut their mushes about MePod, okay? Lots of talk about flavors, quality. They're super into it. Listen, smoking is gross. Stinks up your car. It stinks up your clothes. It stinks up your house. You got to start vaping, all right? They have the new MePod 2.0. It's a refillable vape on the market. You're going to absolutely love it. You can refill it with any vape juice flavor that you prefer. There's a long-lasting battery and a small, sleek design, okay? They have a wide variety of vape juice options, and they all have a wide variety of vaping options for, I don't know, people that are into that 420, that wacky stuff, you know? So they have fast shipping with most orders get to you in the same day. So if you vape or you smoke, you're going to love MePod. Support the sponsor that supports our show by going to MePod.com. That's MIPOD.com. And you're going to use my promo code SPOOK. Isn't that great? For 20% off. Once again, that's MePod.com. Promo code SPOOK. Get 20% off today and get vaping. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I just want to take a moment and talk to you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's kind of your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So that means no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never quite have what you need, and then after all that bullshit, are still going to charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need. And whether you're a mechanic, a guy working at an auto shop, or a dude working on his own car, or, hell, a guy like me who knows nothing about automobiles, how they work, or how they're made, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So, head on over to rockauto.com. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. But if you get anything, make sure you tell them you heard about them on Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show. rockauto.com. And we're back. Since it was snowing this morning, I decided to go for a very winter-themed horror movie. You guys should be very excited. I don't think this is a bad movie.
Okay. See, here's the thing. I got asked last night to do it, and then I had a vision that we were going to watch Ricky O. You know the movie Ricky O?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the story of Ricky.
The story of Ricky O. And I was like, man, that would be cool because this movie I've seen. But I was wrong.
I will put that on the docket.
It is a good movie.
We can watch Ricky O. If you're not familiar, do you remember the old Daily Show?
Like the first Daily Show?
With Craig Kilborn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do, yeah.
They used to show a clip all the time from a kung fu movie where a guy would like clap and the guy's head exploded.
Whoa.
That's from the story
that's
of Ricky.
Pretty dope.
Yeah, it's really good.
It is very fun. We're actually going to watch a movie today called Wendigo.
Ooh, ooh. One of Wolverine's enemies.
And it came out January the 23rd of 2001. It was filmed in Kingston, New York, Ulster County, New York, and Phoenicia, New York. And it was a co-production between U.S. and Canada, I believe. And get excited, opening weekend box office, $1,100.
Whoa!
This is one of the biggest bombs in wide release history.
Wow.
Did very poorly. I believe this and The Fanatic are the two movies we've watched that had the worst premiere.
How many theaters was this at?
Not a lot, but yeah, enough that $1,100.
What was the budget?
We don't have a budget, but it was a lot more than $1,100.
It's like $200,000.
It was written and directed by Larry Fessenden, who's done a bunch of cool stuff. He's also acted in a bunch of horror movies. I really love the story of the Wendigo in itself. It's a Native American legend. Larry also did an episode of the show Fear Itself. About the Wendigo. I think it's a really cool thing, and I thought it'd be fun to do a winter-themed episode. So if it's snowing by you, fucking get under some blankets and let's watch some weird Native American frozen ghost shit. Ladies in the booth, I love you. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So is Wendigo is, this is like a Native American
I believe in ghosts, by the way.
Oh, you
this
do?
Is going to fuck me up.
So I might be describing this not perfectly.
Okay.
But the Wendigo in Native American lore, and ladies in the booth, you can look this up and see if I'm ballpark here, is the spirit that overtakes you when you are dying of freezing and hunger.
Okay, cool.
And when people are trapped in the snow and maybe eat someone in their party, they have said that they were possessed by the Wendigo.
Huh.
So it's a cannibalistic American spirit.
This looks like Transformers right now.
Patricia Clarkson is in this?
Yes, Patricia Clarkson.
Eric Persullivan from fucking Malcolm in the Middle. He's the littlest brother.
Oh,
yes,
shit.
As well as Christmas with the Cranks and Cider House Rules. And yes, Patricia Clarkson from The Station Agent, The Green Mile, and Shutter Island. Oh,
so this was a real movie.
This is a real movie.
Holy shit.
So Zach, you pretty much nailed it. A Wendigo is a cannibalistic monster that preys on the weak and socially disconnected. And in most versions of the legend, a human becomes a Wendigo after his or her spirit is corrupted by greed or weakened by extreme conditions.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
Ah, Dewey. That's who we meant from Malcolm in the Middle.
So is this one of the explanations they give for like the people that were trapped in
the Donner Party?
Maybe the Donner Party, but also there was that they all went camping and then they all disappeared.
Yes.
Is this one of those things? This summer though.
What?
Wasn't that this summer?
Oh, I'm talking about one from like the 70s or the 80s or something. But if that happened this summer, that's crazy.
Yeah, is there a more recent one?
Yeah, there was a family that just fucking disappeared.
Yeah, people disappear in the national parks all the time.
Oh, wow.
It was around that, what's that white girl, Gabby Petito's case? It was around then that people were like, a lot of families just fucking disappeared.
Huh.
Yeah, I've read a bunch of missing person cases where they're like, they were kidnapped, and then it's like, now they fell. Their car fell off a cliff, and we just never found them. They were in there a long time.
Is this like Native American music that they...
I would say this is very much him doing The Shining with the parents and the long ride with the kid in the back.
Very similar car shots up to the...
Other than The Shining, which is insane to me that it's in the movie because Kubrick was such a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. During those shots of the car, like the helicopter shots, you can see the helicopter. There's just...
That fake-ass deer.
Man.
The shadow of the helicopter is on the ground. It's insane that Kubrick, to me, didn't like try and paint that out.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I
that
have
is
not
weird.
Seen The Shining.
Really?
Fully through. I saw the ending, and that's about it.
It's good.
It's excellent.
It's crazy that their front windshield didn't break.
But when you hit a deer, you're supposed to gun through it, right?
You're not
supposed to swerve. I think you're supposed to...
I think you're supposed to just go.
You're supposed to gun through it, because if you swerve, you're going to die.
Yeah. I know. We were driving back once, and a deer jumped over the hood of my aunt's car without us hitting it. One of the scariest things I've ever been a part of.
Oh, I should break, dude. A number of months ago, on the exit going to my house off the BQE, a car cut us off, and then a truck tried to make the turn to not be on the exit. And took the back of the car in front of us. Well, I was in an Uber. And I mean, took it off. And then the car started spinning. And this was the car right in front. It started spinning. My Uber driver swerved, missed it. And we were screaming.
Oh my God.
It was like a full like scream. And then we drove in absolute silence to my house. It was this older black guy. And I realized that we were both waiting for me to leave so we could cry.
Oh, shit.
And I then at the end of the ride, I went, are you okay? And he goes, yeah, man, are you all right? And I'm like, yeah, I was like, I'm pretty upset. He goes, yeah, I'm going to turn my meter off or whatever. Like, I'm going to turn the app off. And we literally just had this one, like, whew. I got out of the car and just started sobbing in the street.
You just hear a man's head thump against the horn.
Yeah. What did you give him as a rating?
Oh, I gave him a 5.
Yeah. I wrote him a review. This man saved my life.
Yeah, he fucking did a great job.
Can you tell me who I can call in town to get a tow?
Nobody open this time of night.
That's just not true.
So, yeah, we're following.
Yeah.
They're driving. They hit a deer. Now all the townies are out, and they don't want them around.
Why are townies such shitty people?
I love townies.
Amama loves dumbass white guys.
I do. I fuck a lot of dumbass white guys. I'd be great in this movie.
I love a good townie bar.
Oh, and yeah.
An old man bar.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are always fun, but, like, there's a city you have to drive through to get to Athens, Ohio from Columbus. And I've driven through it twice, and twice the cops have fake pulled me over and then laughed as they were going by. I was like, I couldn't even imagine being black. No. I've gotten real pulled over.
Do you have New York plates?
No, I had Indiana plates at the time.
I have to go with the person I'm dating to a townie. I can't just show up alone. They'd be like, get the fuck out.
Have you heard the good news about Allah?
He's real.
I mean, I've been trying to do this on stage, and I can't find the perfect way to say it, but, like, I have the look that I could either be, like, a wild SJW or a hardcore, like, alt-right Nazi, and people fill in those blanks for whatever they are, and then talk to me in that...
With this outfit.
With anything.
Yeah, yeah. With this outfit, you're, like, a hardcore SJW.
Yeah.
Like, you go by they, them. Like, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And, I've noticed in my neighborhood is all Middle Eastern, hardcore. Like, if I go to the grocery store, like, I better want, like, a lamb skull and a gallon of olives. Those are my options. Like, I was just talking to my buddy about it, who used to live next to me. Like, just every day we see, like, the guys with, like, an entire goat over his back with, like, the tongue out.
Whoa. Like,
and that's just all hardcore.
Yeah.
I live in Bay Ridge.
All right, that makes sense.
Around 70.
Yeah, yeah.
And my building is very old, and there's a lot of leftover people from when it was an Irish and Italian neighborhood. And I get about 3 polite hellos on the elevator before somebody says something racist to me.
Hell yeah.
Where, like, I'll get, you know, hey, how are you? Where are you from? You know, I moved you from Jersey. Very nice. You know, what floor you live on? About the third time, I'll get, you know, this used to be a great neighborhood.
I'd love
until all these goat eaters moved in.
Until all these muzzies came in.
Yeah. You guys say shukriya at the grocery store, and they'll give you extra.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's all you do. They'll give you, like, baklava and all this other shit that you don't need.
This is a big come up for me. I'm gonna need to learn this and then go to Bay Ridge.
Yeah, they'll, like, give you another fucking lamb.
But I just have that look about me where, like, they're like, I can trust this guy, and I had a bartender drop a hard R N bomb. Like, but, like, I was gonna be like, hell yeah. Yeah. Like, he was like, he had it in his pocket.
He was probably so excited. He's like, finally, yeah. I'll do it.
See, I don't have the SJW. I have the hard R N bomb can be dropped in front of this guy at any time.
Yeah, I,
this is a very long scene.
Yes, it is. this guy's movies do have this kind of, like, I could be using probably the wrong term. It's like a cinema verite. It's very, like, real time.
Yeah, that's the right term.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thank you. I apologize for not being sure myself.
I don't want to
sound like a pompous ass when I use words.
I just don't understand why these guys just won't help them get their car out. Like, why do they have to be cunts to them?
I feel like townie guys would normally be like, I'll help
you. They normally do, like, kind of help you out. They're normally nice.
It depends. They might have city folk vibes.
Yeah.
And they don't want them in their...
I know. One time my car got stuck in the snow, and a bunch of townie ass dudes in this, like, random Massachusetts town were like, sweetheart, I'll help you. And I was like, thank you.
The people, the real hate is, like, in lake towns. Like, when you have, like, townies at a lake, and then everyone comes for the summer, they fucking hate the people that come for the summer.
Well, because they're, how many months of their year suck?
Yeah.
I know.
Where they're just alone in this shit town with nothing to do.
And then the prices go up, probably. I get that.
But it also creates all of their jobs. Oh, so they are helping them.
I feel like they're teaching us how to tow a car.
Yeah, I was at this old man bar many years ago. I won't say the name of the town. Niagara Falls, New York. And the bartender had this gimmick that he loved to do whenever we were there, which take out the menu from the day they opened in, like, the 40s or the 50s. And he had it laminated. And he would show people all the prices, you know. Beer, 5 cents.
And the names of, like, the different...
And, there was a lady sitting next to me, and she went, "Wow, Hennessy, 75 cents. And he went, "Yeah, the couldn't afford it then either." Oh, no. I had to take a walk around the block. I left my drink and walked around the block laughing.
That's so funny.
And I went, "We're never going to another bar ever again. We live here now."
That's some annoying shit that I would do. That Mike is like, "No one gives a fuck about your menu or the prices, you autistic nerd. Put it away."
It was the fun, like,
that's
it was so fucking funny.
God, I mean, people hate racism, but sometimes
it was just funny. Yeah.
It was his timing.
Yeah, absolutely.
He stuck the landing on it so good. I make a point of pissing in your drinking water once a week. New York City Reservoir, just a mile from here. That's why we have good pizza and bagels. And that man's piss.
Yep.
I've gotten to be a snob about shit like that.
Bagels and pizza?
Fucking bagels anywhere else. I'm like, ugh, what is this garbage?
Oh, yeah. I also... Pizza, too. I feel like I'm a big pizza person. Yeah. And I gotta... I don't know. There's...
When I do the show, at Beauty Bar, there's Joe's right down the street on the corner, and then there's 99-cent pizza across the street, and the guys I run the show with are always getting the 99-cent
pizza.
Wait,
I love the 99, I know, because I know what you're talking about. I love that place.
I hate that place. I think fucking it sucks, and I would never, and if I can get Joe's for like $5 more, I'm getting Joe's.
I think I also, whenever I'm around
Thank you,
that,
Alex.
Area, I just like get. I'm so drunk that I'm like, I just want to spend dollar.
Yeah, if I'm hammered, but like, this is my my dinner on Sunday.
Oh, it's your fancy dinner, your $5 pizza.
Yeah. Sometimes with dollar pizza, you just need that grease soak up what's in you.
If I'm hammered, I don't give a fuck what I'm eating.
Hey, Miles, look at that. Micah messaged me because I had a story with goat meat, which you could, again, if you say shukriya, you get it for free or less, whatever. But, she was like, "Do you just have fancy meat lying around?" And I was like, "No, I have frozen hot dogs usually." And she's like, "You and Tim."
that's usually not her complaint about Tim's hot dogs. No. I actually started going. There's a place in my neighborhood that I watched on, I think Vice did a thing on them, Ayat.
Ooh.
I've heard of that.
It's a Palestinian restaurant. And I was like, I think I want to go there. And then I watched the documentary on them. They have a farm in Jersey where they raise all the animals that they slaughter.
Cool.
And it's literally goes farm restaurant.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's great.
And they do it themselves.
And they have to because it's religion, like based on religion, you got to say a prayer.
Fucking
and then...
awesome.
Yeah.
Don't they have to, isn't there a certain way they drain the blood out of the animals?
Yeah. I think kosher and halal has to
exact
be completely
same.
Drained of blood.
Yeah.
And a man in a funny hat.
When I was in Pakistan, I stopped eating meat for a bit because I just saw how they did it, and I was like, "That's fucked up. It's gross."
Do you think I should go around
to Pakistan
instead of saying Pakistan like I normally do? Say Pakistan.
So that would be so annoying. Don't do that.
Before I did comedy, I played music, and I was a roadie for a band, and they broke up, and the singer was Pakistani, and he formed a Muslim punk band called the Kaminas. And I've probably seen them 50 fucking times.
Really? Oh, that sounds...
I remember the day they got on MTV. It was, do you remember, I think it was Gideon Yego.
Oh, I remember Gideon
And I just remember the beginning of the story. It goes, "Muslim Bollywood punk." Oh, yeah, and it's so funny because they did covers, but I listen to them because they're a good band. So, like, I just know I'll hear songs and just know, like, "Chole que piche." Like, I know all that shit.
Oh, shit, that's fucking amazing.
They were so good.
Anybody need a Tums while I have them out?
No, thank you. We're old men now, though. That's how I knew I was old. The other day, I bought a multi-pack of fucking Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had some before. I smoked a bunch and had Pepto because I got too drunk last night. And I was like, I can't handle it.
Yeah, I've gotten the kind of old where if I drink too much, I get sour burps.
Pepto-Bismol in my pocket.
I get sour burps if I drink too much now.
Oh, no.
Gotta need the Pepto.
Yeah, yeah.
And the farts. They smell, which you can't smell right now.
That's true.
Yeah.
We've been farting this whole podcast. Yeah.
I forgot to buy more Prilosec. I usually take a Prilosec every day to keep myself.
This makes me so sad.
We're old people. We're old people.
I'm turning 32 right, soon, and I'm so. Like, my body's just not, it's breaking all the fucking time.
I'm 35. My body's been broken since I was 16. It's been a horrible
life. That was
life.
By a priest, though.
Yeah. He goes, you're a little old, but I'll take it.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
He liked curvy boys.
He goes, they're moving me out of here anyway.
So what was it? I got to, while we're waiting for anything to happen in this movie.
Yeah.
What was it like getting the sinus surgery, having to sleep up for, I don't think I could do, having exactly to sleep sitting up.
To get hurt.
Like fully sitting up?
You could. I had to sleep fully sitting up on, well, we have the couch, so I did it on the corner. And I would put my head on the pillow, like I was sleeping on an airplane.
Right, if you get this, you
and it sucked my dick and ass. It was horrible. But I would get
so what would happen if you had gone to sleep laying down? Would the blood have pulled up and choked on it?
No. It just keeps the blood because it. You don't want it coming out the front of your nose. You're trying to pull it back, and then you got it. Like, it was a horror show. If I would have filmed it, it would have been a nice horror show for this. Like, it was horrific.
How many days did you have to sleep up?
4.
Oh,
and I would be delirious from not sleeping.
I was telling Zach that I was allergic to the painkillers that they prescribed me, so I didn't even have anything good to knock me out.
Whoa.
It doesn't hurt that bad. It's just really annoying.
I don't know. I can't. I'm such a bitch about sleep. I would freak out. There's no way.
But then you just end up falling asleep during the day because you're not supposed to do anything anyways for a week.
But during the day, you still have to. No matter what, you're still sitting. And
yeah.
Okay.
But I just would. It would just be
very much poltergeist.
Yeah.
Another movie I've not seen.
Oh, that's
I
very
believe
good. Also very
in
good.
Ghosts.
Also, ladies in the booth, I always fuck this fact up. Can you please tell me the MPAA rating of Poltergeist?
Wasn't it
PG? My aunt lives in a haunted house.
Bullet flies through the window.
Poltergeist was before PG-13. Right?
Yeah, I want to say it's the Gremlins rule.
Yeah.
Where you watch it and you go, how the fuck is this PG?
Yeah.
I think they invented PG-13 for Gremlins.
Yeah, it's PG.
Poltergeist is terrifying.
PG.
Yeah.
And it's PG because technically nothing bad happens in it. And it was it used to go G, PG, R.
Yes.
There was no PG-13. And then eventually they were like, we kind of need a way to tell parents that while this is appropriate, it doesn't make it okay for little kids.
I think the first Bad News Bears is rated G. No, it has to be PG because they say fucking it once.
Yeah. I think you get one fuck.
Yeah, you get one fuck.
Until it's R.
Yeah. Huh?
Two fucks is an R.
What's NC-17 is if you show dick, right? And then they're like, no.
I'm very opinionated about this. I apologize. The MPAA, who does the rating...
I think I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah.
Actually is made up of representatives from when I knew about it, what were the 7 major movie studios.
Oh.
So, if you have a studio film, you can kind of negotiate the rating better. If you're an indie film or you're from another smaller company, they're much harsher. So, the company I work for, Troma, made a movie in the 80s called War, and they based every piece of violence in it off of RoboCop, which was PG-13. So all the effects were the exact same bullet effects for RoboCop, and the MPAA gave it an NC-17.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Because they make deals, basically.
Yeah.
You can get away with this. So, you'll get a movie, and it's literally they'll say you need to, if it's a sex scene, they'll say you need, if it's 10 thrusts, they'll say you need to cut 7 thrusts.
Damn.
But than when Dimension, owned by Disney, does Scary Movie, you can have somebody get their head impaled by a cock.
Yeah.
And that's fine, because Disney owns that one.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, that's, it's very corrupt. It's the same as, like, so Reagan got rid of a bunch of monopoly laws. So before a certain time, movie production studios were not allowed to own movie theaters.
What's the matter?
But now AMC, Regal, all these big chains are owned by the same people that make the movies. So that's why they'll be movies they know are going to bomb. But they made them. They got to come out. So they'll say, hey, if you don't put out this fucking stinker in three theaters this month, you know, in three of your eight theaters, you can't have the Tom Hanks movie that comes out next month.
Wow.
So that's why every major theater has the same movies.
It's like movie mafia.
It's exactly what it is.
Whoa.
It's all pre.
Amama loves capitalism.
And then not only that, if you want a rating from the MPAA, it's $20,000
to get it rated.
To get a rating. And it's $20,000 per time. So if they don't give you the R and you want to get rated again, you got to drop another $20,000.
Oh my God.
It's wild how much it is. Yeah, there's that, and then there's another thing I wanted to say about it.
Wow, so they give you an NC-17, and you're like, well, we need an R-rated.
And theaters won't take an NC-17.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, if they don't like someone making that movie, they could just be like NC-17.
Yeah, and it can't. It's better to almost release it unrated, but no major chain will release an unrated film.
I feel like I would go watch something unrated, so I'd be like, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
That's a
American
surprise.
Pie unrated? Oh my God. All the extras? The 6 minutes of extras? Dude, a great NC-17 movie, if you're looking for some A-plus Dong, shame. Okay. Michael Fassbender, great Dong.
I think
he's a hottie. I would watch that.
One movie it's we got a real solid hard on NC-17 or X.
Hard or soft?
Soft, but it's fucking nice.
Okay, cool.
Oh, Bad Lieutenant we watched on here.
Oh yeah, Bad Lieutenant's
fucking Harvey Keitel hangs major Dong.
Yeah.
Do you think
it's real? Like, is it theirs or is it like a body double?
Oh no, it's a full shot of his face, and he's Harvey Keitel gets full, like it's his like head to knees.
Whoa.
It's not this isn't Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
It's not a fake cock. It's not a cut.
You know who they said actually has a wild cock?
Willem Dafoe.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
They show fake dong in Antichrist. And they had a nude scene with him. And apparently more than one director, he's done nude scenes. And they've cut them because they said his dick is so big that you get distracted for the rest of the movie.
I think the director of Antichrist said it was upsetting. Lars von Trier said it was upsettingly big.
How was it, like, thickness? Was it, like...
They say it's a giant
appendage. I need to see it.
What male celebrities' dongs do you lust after? Because I'll tell you.
Do you have, like, a... Like,
I know, I've got one that... Because there used to be whole, like, tumblers about it.
Oh, yeah.
John Hamm.
John Hamm's got a solid John hog.
Oh, I could see that.
Yes, yes, yes.
When John Hamm wears sweatpants or like suit pants, they'll show like.
Hell yeah.
Oh, they're.
That's definitely.
They'll show the bulge like swinging.
Oh, yeah.
And he has got a hammer.
I could see, but he has the confidence of a man who has. Like, I want to know what Ben Affleck's dick looks like.
Then watch Gone Girl.
Oh, I heard that.
It's good. I liked it, but you could see his hog in Gone Girl.
Yep.
Is it big?
I don't know, but I miss skin. I don't know if you guys know that, but I have like an encyclopedia.
John Hamm's dick is so big that he should be allowed to have done blackface on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Wait.
The craziest thing is that it didn't even make January Jones a nice person. She's still a cunt after she got digged down by his huge dick. But yeah,
sometimes huge dicks are too much to handle.
Yeah.
You know, we just had Sexy Vanessa on Bye Guys, and she told us the same thing.
It's a lot. I one time shook a guy's penis as a joke, because it wasn't going to fit, and I was like, oh, ha, ha, right? And he was like, but it wasn't going to, it was too big. It was too big, and I was too drunk. That was really,
It could have fit had you been sober and been willing to go through the process.
Yeah, probably.
I saw this comedian chick in Chicago. She always posts these memes. And it was just this black dude at a fucking gym in sweatpants. And his hog was like halfway to his knees.
And that's too much.
It was insane.
I would freak out.
I would go to a different gym.
The only dicks I've seen when I've gone to the gym to get in shape for wrestling shit, it's always ancient men.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Old men love to hang dong in the locker room.
I fucking my uncle,
and it's never anything to write home about.
My uncle's like a fucking snitch. He was in the locker room at the gym, and this old man just sat on the leather couch naked, and he went and told on him. He goes, I don't need this motherfucker's ass grease on the fucking couch. Last time I went swimming in Indiana at the, you know, public gym, this old man just pops his leg up right by me, swinging his nuts, almost hitting me in the shoulder.
Maybe
talking
it's just
because
like they don't have a lot left now. So let them like swing their dicks. It's fine.
Well, plus old men get long balls.
Yeah, his balls.
I want to know what.
Like,
yeah, that like
my ass.
I could just
dude,
look that
I
up.
Fucking,
but...
I used to work for my uncle on a Thumans truck. Not bragging.
Yeah. Well,
delivering okay. Delivering meat, and there was an old man who used to have part of the route, and he still like would pick stuff up from us. And for like the public pool, where he would buy like hot dogs and hamburgers and shit off our truck. And he was an old man, and he would wear like old man, not short shorts, but shorter than what you would wear.
Fucking guys.
Like khaki shorts. And one time we're talking to him, and he put his leg up on the back of the truck and started talking, and both his balls fell out.
Oh, that's so funny.
And they were so, they just. Like a fun
the neighborhood cat.
Yeah. Like a sock full of batteries.
Did he react to that?
Just had no idea.
Oh.
Stood there and talked to us like that for 5 minutes.
Or maybe he
out.
Did know, and that's like his kink.
That's how he establishes dominance.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to show these fucking young whippersnappers what's what.
Well, you have good ball days. Yeah, sometimes you have a great ball day.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Tim.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know about you, Amala.
Oh, I have great ball days.
Yeah.
Great ball days, great boob days.
I always have great boob days. Yeah. I have days, like, if it's real hot out, and, like, if the moon's right, I have days where I sit on the fucking can and my balls hit the water.
Oh, mine aren't that long yet.
I'll get old man ball. I'll get days where, like, I'm steeping.
Yeah.
Do men ever get, like surgery to get their balls back up, or is it just
like a ball tightening?
Yeah, like because it's
I'm
poop
sure
tightening.
Some men do.
I'm sure it's had to have happened.
I will never do it because I don't care enough. Oh, are we gonna see Patricia Clarkson's tits here?
We might.
Now
she has not aged
sense.
Since. Oh, my clients aren't privy forever.
Well, this is 2001.
One.
She still looks the same. Oh, you got there's some boob.
I kind of like how long it's taken to set up because it's getting you comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, look how, like, we're, like, kind of lost. So whatever scary happens is going to fuck us up. Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
I want to look at that man's ass.
What's this movie rated? That's 1, 2, 3, 4,
that's a lot
five.
Of pumps.
Yeah.
That guy's... Oh,
hell yeah.
Oh, hell yes. Yeah.
All right.
Get it, local.
Yeah.
Dude, that rules.
Just take a note. Tim, is that what you look like when you watch people fuck?
Yeah. I get a dead stare in my eye, and I think, how can I strangle them before they come?
Do you guys want to hear a story that I think is part of the reason I'm so fucked up?
Absolutely.
If it's anything like any of your other stories, yes, absolutely.
All right. This story only came back to me recently. Alex, if I've told this on the show before, I apologize, but I would love your opinion as well. When I was in 7th or 8th grade... And I only know that because the next day I bought South Park Bigger, Longer, and Uncut on VHS at some Coast Video with my friend Tyler. So I grew up in a very neurotic household. Like, through, like, my adult life. Like, I remember one time my mom running in my room while I was asleep. And I was, like, 17. And she yelled at me because I took NyQuil without asking her. And she needed to know how much I took because I could die.
Oh, boy.
Yep, one time my mom told me if I drank a Red Bull, I would have a heart attack and die. She was a little overprotective.
Yeah.
Lovely woman who meant the best.
Yeah.
I remember being, I guess, 7th, 8th grade makes me, like, 12, 13.
Yeah.
I always slept horribly. I remember this middle of the night, laying in bed, and I hear, and I hear the full progression of my parents fuck.
Oh, uh-huh. No.
I mean, beginning to end, till like, and by the way, Pop was putting in work. It was full on, like, and then like the final, like, I was like, oh, my dad came.
Did you hear anything?
They didn't make any noise, okay. But the bet, I heard the bet. Horrifying, right?
Yeah, I would die.
I hear my dad get up and get a glass of water. Yeah, he put in the work. Yeah, he deserved it. Thirsty boy.
My man's dehydrated.
Yeah, my man needs some H2O. My mom, I'm pretending to be asleep now. I'm a teenage boy, almost an adult, comes in and checked to see if I was breathing. You know, like you do with an infant?
Yeah.
Put her hand on my chest and then put her hand over my face to feel the wind of my breathing.
Immediately after sex.
Freshly fucked.
Come inside.
Right out. I mean, probably still dripping.
Oh, God. Cum
drops from the door to the bed.
And then touched. Grant put hand in my chest and then checked my breathing.
Are you sure she wasn't trying to check if you were sleeping?
Yeah.
Because she was like concerned that you just heard her having sex?
No way.
No.
I just got my back blown out. I'm going to make sure my son is still asleep.
That means that at some point she was thinking about her kids and being like, I got to check on them at some point. While you're dead, that's a lot.
It's kind of weird to check on a teenager in that way to begin with.
In later years caught my mom checking to see if I was breathing after my dad had left. So I don't know if she just rubbed one out and that was her that was the tradition. That was on the checklist.
The second she comes, yeah. She's like, all right.
All right, let's see if Zachary's alive.
Maybe, was she religious? Is that like a sin thing to be
no.
like, are they going to take away my kids?
It'd be funny, every time she comes, she just goes, my son!
yeah, to this day, I am haunted.
That's wild.
That is.
Ooh. That story was way more tame than I was expecting it to be.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say, like, you saw your mom came in naked and you, like,
no.
saw her tits or something.
No, I pretended, it's the longest 10 minutes of my life.
Wait, she was checking for 10 minutes?
I would say between the sex and the them getting up and her checking on me breathing and pretending to be asleep. It is the longest moment of my life.
That sucks so bad.
That's true.
Isn't it awful?
Yes, it's so horrible. That is really bad in, like, I mean, you know, getting raped is bad, yeah. But this is
it's
horrible situation.
Gross. Wildly emasculating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for
sure. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That I was a 13-year-old boy being checked like a newborn.
Oh, God. And it's right after. Well, you know what? Good for your parents. They were fucking when you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moms are weird like that in a way. Like, because my mom, I remember I was like 18, 19, and we all went out to like a nice dinner one night. And, my dad,
she jerked your dad on the table.
She jerked my dad
off. Where's the butter?
Tim wouldn't even realize. He would just be like, oh, whatever.
She jerked my dad off and had cum on her hand and put her hand under my nose to see if I was still asleep. But I was like, I'm going to get a steak. And she goes, now you know, pink is medium. And then like a little more red is medium rare. I'm going to go, I'm fucking 20. I know how to order a fucking steak. And she cried and left the restaurant.
You were inside of her for like months. You like formed a bond.
I'm a 20-year-old man. And she was like talking to me like I'm fucking five.
Dude.
It's weird. They
I'm 34. To this day, if my family makes something with bay leaves in it,
yeah,
my grandma will set the plate down and go, don't eat the bay leaf. You're going to get sick.
I always eat the bay leaf just to prove I'm fucking wrong. And then I get diarrhea. But
oh, okay. I thought your stomach at this point would be like rock solid.
Oh, I just had a Tums. It's bad. I haven't eaten today, and I got a Tums.
I'm so treated like a child. For last Christmas, my wife and I went to my mom's house. And after dinner, I went to get up. And out of instinct, at 33 years old, my mom went, let me check your hands for spaghetti sauce. And I just stood there like this. Like, because I just, it's like Stockholm Syndrome. I'm like, and she came over and flipped my hands over. And goes, all right, you can go in the living room now.
Okay, I swear it's like a guy thing. Because my mom will do that to my brother. With me, she's just like, you know how the world works. Go off.
We still do, for our Christmas, we still do, even though my brother's wife is pregnant. And my cousins are 37. I'm 35. Micah's... Yeah. And we still do like the saran wrap ball game where they make a huge saran wrap ball with like money and prizes in it and shit. And you have to like unwrap it while people roll dice. And once they get doubles, you have to pass it to the person that gets it. Now, here's the thing.
That sounds fun.
Is it a thing for 12-year-olds? Yes. Is it super fun? Yes.
It doesn't make it not fun.
Do I ever want to stop doing it? No, I don't. Yeah. I'll be 50 and still do the game.
I feel like that Christmas stuff sounds fun. I don't celebrate Christmas. That stuff sounds fun.
Well, Mommy, you come to Indiana. You celebrate Christmas with us.
Just be like, this is our adopted...
Yeah. This is our adopted Muslim daughter. And my aunt...
She's from Pakistan.
You start speaking Urdu.
My aunt will keep telling you about how she converted to Judaism and how that makes her interesting.
Hell yeah.
It'll be nice.
I'll be like, well, you know how my people feel.
Throw a rock at her.
Yeah. Oh, Mama, go get them a rocket launcher out of the car.
Wait, so are they back?
So they're in town now.
Oh, okay.
And he's looking at this statue.
Nope.
I would assume the statue is something.
This is a very long scene establishing that.
The statue is speaking to him, I think, because he had that vision of Native Americans and then that guy coming in his house and the blood coming from the ceiling.
That's gotta fuck you up as a kid.
Miles. I think that my old house, my first house, because I grew up six houses down from David Letterman's childhood home.
Ooh,
that's
fancy.
A little comedy fact about me.
Mm-hmm. Really, it's more a fact about David Letterman.
Yes, it is. Well, people would come to our house and be like, you know, David Letterman grew up on this street. My mom's like, yes, go away. They would knock on the door and just tell us that. But
yes, one funny person grew up on this street. Ever. Thank you.
And that's what made me think I could be a comedian. I was like, well, if David Letterman grew up on this street.
I meant now.
My closet door would always be open when I'd wake up in the morning.
That means there was a spirit inside the closet door.
I think, and I would see like shadows over my, I would see shadows over my blanket when I would sleep. But I also have ADHD and a hyper crazy imagination, and I think I just scared myself. But I don't know. The house could have been.
I think the house was haunted 100%.
I brought it up for a mama to agree with me.
I get made fun of so much, but Long Island is super fucking haunted. And my...
Yeah, like, Amityville.
Yeah, there's so many places. There's a road called Sweet Hollow Road where, like, you, like, see people, like, hanging from a bridge. Like, there's so many different, like, stories.
Cropsey.
What?
There's Cropsey, too.
What's that?
Oh, I'll tell you about it. You
can haunted by the ghosts of Guinea's past.
Hold on. Here's the thing. My little nephew, when he was born, he would point to the walls and, like, my aunt lived, like, secluded in the woods, and he would be like, that's my friend, and he would wave. And then one time I was just hanging out with him, and his toy car that was not motorized started to spin around the living room. I almost left that child in the living room and left the house because I was like, fuck no. But he kept saying, oh, my friend is here, and that fucked me up for my entire life. I believe in ghosts, and I think that what you saw was a spirit trying to talk to you.
I can't remember the last time we spoke. We may have gone into ghosty shit, so I apologize. Did I tell you about my friend and the hag?
No.
This is good. Now you'll be all scared.
I'm gonna have to like fuck someone tonight so I can actually sleep. I was like, I can't be alone.
What?
We did 1, 2, 3. Oh. So my buddy, a very close friend of mine, is a movie producer. One summer, his dad rented a house in Connecticut for them to live in. And the entire, like, the house was like a little creepy. It was old. And he had this reoccurring nightmare the whole summer where he had sleep paralysis. And it would be that there would be an old woman holding him down, fucking him, or trying to fuck him.
Sleep paralysis sex feelings are kind of nice, though.
But he said, and he called her the hag, because it was like this, like, rotting old woman.
Whoa.
So they are moving out of the house, and the dad's like, "Oh, you're gonna, you know, we'll go somewhere else." He goes, "Oh, you know, I have this horrible nightmare." And the dad goes, "Is an old woman fucking you?" And he goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "I've been having the same dream since we moved."
What?
They meet someone else.
What a
whore. Rented the house. They meet someone else who rented the house, and they're like, "Hey, did you have nightmare?" And they go, "Yeah, the old woman."
Wait, was it only dudes who were having?
Yeah, it was only dudes.
Wow.
Whoa.
And it was my buddy, his dad, and then another guy that rented the house before them. All collectively were having the same sleep paralysis.
Whoa, they're like Eskimo brothers' sons. Yo, okay, I get sleep paralysis, and it freaks. I had it 2 nights ago, and I freaked out. I had a horrible dream, and it was about, like, you feel like you're being possessed. And you gotta, like, I woke up, and I was like,
Slimer siblings.
Yeah, Slimer.
It would have been good if it was faster.
Yeah, it took you a while.
Well, I go,
that's what Micah says all the time, too.
That's the only thing.
This makes sense why you watch the special ed people in the house.
I go, I'm way quicker than these guys. Man, that's crazy.
You need to work on your timing.
Every time I get sleep paralysis, I end up sitting on the edge of the bed and just seeing everyone that I had seen during the day, and they're having a party in my house.
Are they just having a party in your house?
They're just having a party in my house, and I'm pissed off because I'm trying to go to bed.
But
I'm sitting up, and I can't move. And I just see them like this.
That's because it's supposed to, like, enact some sort of fear. So that's kind of interesting that that's your, like...
One of my biggest peeves is when I can't be... I can't go to bed. Like, because there's people... I have to entertain everybody.
Oh, damn.
Most of the time I'm drunk and don't mind staying up till 5 in the morning in my backyard. But, like, if Eli Uden will come over and I'll be like, "Hey, brother, it's time to go." Fucking first one in, last one out.
I just go to my room and I just shut the door and I say, "You guys can hang out as long as you want. I'm going to sleep." And I've passed the fuck out at parties and it's been fine for me. I wake up and people are still partying.
Michael will do that. I like to stay up. I like to get the hang in, you know?
Nah.
One great thing I always suggest to people is if you're going to throw parties on your roof, at your apartment, whatever, you need one friend who's a real seasoned drunk. I mean, a just really, really good alcoholic.
Yeah, I got about six of those.
I was going to say, it's like everyone in my life.
A mama's there.
I had a buddy who every party we had, rooftop party, apartment party, anything, would get up before everybody else and drink all the half-empty beers.
Oh,
that's gross.
And put them all in a garbage can. Or in a garbage bag.
Yeah.
So he would clean the party because he was so embarrassed of the fact that he was drinking other people's warm beers that he would do it under the guise of cleaning in the morning.
Oh, my friend Andrew just drinks them and he goes, another? He calls them high schoolers. He goes, another high schooler for Andrew.
I was going to say, most of my friends are like that are not comics are all bartenders.
Oh, okay.
So they're just disgusting and they can like stay up forever. A lot of coke.
The older I've gotten, the nicer everybody is at the end of the night. And normally the people who are there at like 4 in the morning will be like, "Hey, let's just get everything in the trash now."
Oh, yeah. I feel like if I stayed at someone's house that late, I would try to clean up.
Yeah.
Because that's,
which has been really nice. But before, I mean, also we were on a spot where we could just throw all the cans in our front yard and a homeless guy would come and pick all of them up.
Yeah.
So we would just dump them in the front yard and you come by and get them.
My buddy Vic taught me do the dishes.
That hat is too much.
if you black out at a party, make a note to do the dishes.
How are you gonna remember?
Oh no! While you're hammered,
oh.
Like he put it. He basically like instilled it in me that one of the things, if you're at a party and you're super drunk, you're like, well, I'm not gonna care that I did this, and everybody's gonna like me.
Ah. Yeah.
That, and if you go to a party, go ahead, please.
No, no, I was gonna say I just do pre-games at my house now, but they last until like maybe like midnight, and then there's a bar down the street that I'm friends with everyone, and I'm like, yo, let's all go to the bar. And then we just stay there until like 3 or 4, so I can always go back home.
That's good.
Yep.
We another good party trick, if you're hosting a party and if you're going to have a bunch of people over, buy 60 drinks before anyone gets there. 60 minimum. And that, because a bunch of fucking mooch-ass motherfuckers are going to come to your house with nothing and be like, well, I'm only staying an hour, be there 3 hours. Drink fucking 4 or 5 beers. So you always want to have a base level of at least 60 before anyone comes over. And it's, I always run out of beer or whatever at 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning, it's never been any earlier.
Well, it's beer o'clock then, right?
Yeah, yes.
Because well, in New York, what, you can't buy beer after?
I don't know.
No, no, that's not. I know there used to be a rule on certain.
Is it like Sundays?
Midnight?
It's 3 or 4 in the morning on Saturdays.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's beer o'clock. And then you can't get it again until noon. Because I used to work nights. And I knew on Saturdays I would have to get beer before work. Because I was going to be out too late to get
Even
it.
At the bodegas? Is that like the...
They're supposed to lock the beer.
Yeah.
Because of our Lord God, in Indiana, you couldn't buy beer on Sundays. So sometimes we'd have to, if we were really trying to get after it, we'd have to make a little trip to Illinois, like a 3-hour trip to Illinois at 9 in the morning to get beer. And then bring it back so we could party all day.
That's the sign of a real, like, committed alcoholic.
Well, like, if the Colts were in the playoffs and we accidentally drank all the beer, we'd have to go and get beer in fucking, like, Illinois.
No, I know that, I know that, God, I love Drizzly. Drizzly's my new shit.
Oh, man. Yeah. Drizzly's dope.
My buddy fucking made bank in St. Louis working for Drizzly right when the pandemic started. He made $5,000 in like a week fucking just delivering booze.
Because I think everybody stocked up. Like, I panic stocked booze.
Because they said, because they were like, beer's going to run
out.
Well,
they said liquor stores are going to close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember going, and it was like, the way people get bread and milk before a hurricane. Just all other alcoholics shoving things in carts.
Yeah, I got so much at the start. I had a bottle of tequila on my nightstand. And every night I would take a little sip. It lasted months. It was great.
I'd put my teeth in it before I went to bed.
Mrs. Amico had to have a talk with me during the beginning of the pandemic. I was trying to be economical. And she said, honey, we're in our 30s. You can't drink Everclear.
Oh, yeah.
Don't listen. First of all, your wife is wrong.
She's right.
You cannot, disgusting. As a man in his 30s, drink Everclear and orange juice.
Actually, with the orange juice.
There's a bar in New Orleans. I can't remember the name of it. It's one of the oldest, most haunted bars. That's like one of their things. They have a purple Everclear slushy, and it is the greatest thing I have ever had. I drank 4 of them one night, and I was there with my buddy. I was there with Tom, and Tom was like, how are you still alive,
man?
I was like, I love these drinks.
That's like the poor man's martini. We were fucking...
we were like on the other side of where the bars were, and I was like, guys, I know this incredible bar we haven't been to yet. And then I walked us all the way. They go, we were just here. I go, I had to get another drink, baby. They were pissed.
There's, what was that? Is it Bacardi 151?
Yeah.
I used to get pina coladas with those, and I would get fucked up. Yeah, it was so fun.
The first time I ever got like Everclear drunk, my friends glued an entire plastic dinosaur set to my back. It was dinosaurs, trees. It was like a whole set, and I had like an entire Jurassic Park on my fat back.
Zachosaurus, baby.
This is like a movie about parenting. I can't.
I like that it's taking its time. I like slow burns, and I like it almost. We barely know what it's about. And it is pretty low budget. Sometimes, and I think they're telling the story interestingly.
I think apparently, like, to keep their health insurance, sometimes, like, actors have to do at least one, like, something. So this might have been one of those moments.
And you get through it. Like, it's so funny. There's some, I can't remember if it was Page Six or TMZ or something, had a clip or a report of Robert De Niro screaming at his wife about her shopping. And he just went, he goes, if you would stop shopping, I wouldn't have to do all these shitty fucking movies I did. You've ruined my legacy. Either you guys see the new Scream?
No, not yet. I want to.
I never saw the old Scream.
Really?
Oh. Which is crazy because it was right when I was in the...
Yeah, I was going to say, we're the age that that was like our, that was our generation.
Old Scream is fucking great.
I'm not a big horror guy in general. Okay. I'm a big action man. I like the action stuff.
I'll remember that.
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious. I love all the Fast and Furious.
I recently...
The new one, not that great.
New one wasn't great. I was really high when I saw it. And they go to space. And this kid was like, Mom, they're in space. And I was like, oh my God, they're in space. It was really fucking great. I just recently invited a guy over to smoke weed and watch Fast and Furious.
Whoa.
Did you give him Indian head?
Yeah, I did. But the worst was he kept talking about how it wasn't, like, I think he's just trying to, like, curry favor. Haha, curry.
Yeah, there it is. Damn, we're doing it.
But he was like, oh, this isn't woke. And I was like, it's Fast and Furious.
This like, isn't woke.
Because he was like, oh, can you believe they're saying this? And I was like, dude, I want to get high. I want us to have sex eventually. And I want to watch this movie. But he kept trying to do, like, the... Who writes like this? And I was like, this movie's magnificent. You give him shut one the of these. Fuck up.
Beautiful. Shush. Can you wait a minute, Richard? That was just one of my...
You grab
and I'm not one of the people who gets mad when movies have a diverse cast. Like when people are like, ah, why do they got to add a black guy? I'm never that guy. In Scream 5, they do the scene where they're all... They basically like a revisit of the first. And they do the scene where they're all sitting outside the school on the benches talking about who the suspect is. And it's so diverse that you're like, it's obnoxious. You're like, what is this, the fucking Burger King Kids Club?
Where's Wheels?
Yeah, it's exactly that. It's like, okay, we got one of each, I guess. Congratulations, us.
That was my biggest, when people were like, can you believe that what they did to the Eternals and how everyone, I'm like, they're aliens, dog.
Yeah.
They're not even, it was boring and it did suck, but I was like, you're mad that non-humans are, what, different races? Who gives a fucking shit? And then, like, on the new DC show, the new DC Teen Titans or whatever, everyone was mad that Starfire was black. And I'm like, Starfire is an orange alien from space. I think she can be black on a TV show. What is wrong with people? Like, why do you care? I just don't understand why people care.
I think Peacemaker's doing a really good job.
I've heard that.
I think it's great.
Because it's got a black lesbian as like a main lead, and it feels not like part of the story. Like, it doesn't feel wedged
forced,
in.
Yeah.
It just seems like that's who her partner happens to be. Like, they don't dwell on it, and when they do discuss it, it's used to further the plot.
It feels wedged in Yellow Jackets a little bit.
Yeah,
that's when it feels wedged in. There's I've noticed though. There's a lesbian in everything now.
Yeah,
and I feel like Zach really needs to take advantage of this.
Yeah. Well, Fortune Feimster keeps taking all my best parts. Dude, I hate watch Keenan.
Okay,
I didn't even know that was a show.
It's on, and it's there's something not right about it.
I've never seen it.
It's like too many black people.
It's, and I think this is because it's in the second season. First season was the pandemic. Make up stories. It feels like the world. A show that was written to be a multi-camera sitcom. Nobody really understands how it all works. That they shot as a single cam without an audience. And the timing of it is just wrong.
I'm going to have to stay out because Chris Redd is a close personal acquaintance of mine.
And he's very funny. There's very funny people in it. And when I watch it, I go, there's something off about it.
That's what it's fucked up is when the show, you know, the show has a bunch of talented people,
yeah,
and it's just not right.
End up being very disappointed.
And listen, I watched every episode of the Big Show show.
I've been only watching The Sopranos because I never saw it. So
I got my chick to watch it for the first time recently, and goddamn, obsessed. It's you fall right back into it.
It's incredible. The intervention scene is one of the funniest scenes in television history.
Dear Christopher, you were throwing up and your hair was in the toilet.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. I said my piece.
I can attest he did have a flu that day. I said my piece. You're a disgrace to yourself and everyone around you.
Just came out.
Oh, here.
I was like, I can't do
it. Damn, that's a mom on a Saturday night.
Oh, it's perfect. Thank you. It would be really funny if The Sopranos had like a brown person, because it really wouldn't fit. Like, I mean, like a. I'm only on season two, so I don't know.
Okay, I'm not gonna say anything.
Damn it.
And then,
you put it behind
you. Great on the Hasids, though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was. Or even the worst thing
can be seen. That was honey, great. I make that beanie way. Spin. I'm trying to think now if there's brown people. Well, oh yeah, there is.
Yeah,
yeah, there is. Because you got to remember when they shot it and what happened.
9/11.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Is it Al Qaeda versus Sopranos?
No, but the FBI starts to lose focus on the mob because they're mighty distracted.
I cannot wait for that. That's gonna be great.
I love criminals who have overwhelming patriotism.
Yeah.
Like, the Italians love Italy, and then anything happens to America, they love America.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's very... The way Tony talks about America is very funny.
When I was a janitor many moons ago, one of the guys I worked with was an older guy who, I mean... If you had to draw a janitor, he was just a short, fat Italian guy who talked like a frog. And this is how I describe him. He had, you know, the kind of truck where it's got the spare tire on the back?
Yep.
Yeah,
Like a Jeep type
deal? Oh, yeah, sure.
But it had a cover on it of the Tasmanian devil that said, back off.
Oh, I love that.
And I only have two stories about him. One, we were talking about, and I'm like a conspiracy dude or whatever, but I also like, I was reading a book called Everything You Know Is Wrong, and part of it was about how the U.S. government had trained Bin Laden and his brother to be terrorists against the Russians.
Yeah.
And how our own tactics bit us in the ass. And I was talking about it, and this guy goes, what? And I told him, and he goes, we trained Bin Laden? And I didn't know he had a full tattoo of an American eagle punching Bin Laden in the face.
No, that's
funny.
Awesome.
And I watched him look at his own tattoo in shame and disgust. And the only other story
talks to his character.
Yeah.
That he would believe you. Because, like, people with tattoos like that are normally like, get the fuck out of here, you fat faggot. I'm not listening to this shit.
The only other story I have about him. So, Amama, I apologize about this. You're going to learn a little too much about me.
Hell yeah. I feel like I did already with your mom checking in on you.
I would also like an apology.
I'm sorry, Tim.
Thank you.
I have a 2-gauge Prince Albert.
Okay.
Oh, I knew that.
I've had it stretched for a while. I was probably like 21. It was probably maybe like a 6 at the time. We're still like, there's a lot of ring to it.
Yeah.
And we're all lined up for eating breakfast and like reading the paper before work one day. And that janitor, he had a very fat back. And he's sitting in a plastic chair. And his back fat's over the back of the chair. And he was sitting up against the wall, and I had to get up and go to work. So I had on basketball shorts and a t-shirt. And I go to shimmy past him. and my dick ring went in between his back fat and the chair. And I went to shimmy by, and I just, my dick credit carded in between his back and the chair. And he knew exactly what it was and just went.
He went, whoa!
You changed that man's life in so many
ways. Never spoke again. Never spoke to me about it.
That's
just a full, like, even like a 6-gauge ring is a heavy piece of jewelry.
Yeah.
And it went, and very obviously on my dick, went, it is in between his back and the chair. And I just watched him go,
Oh my God. It got me all, because I imagined your dick getting pulled
But my dick has been through a lot worse than that.
Oh my God.
You changed that man's life. He learned about, he learned a history lesson. Bin Laden and, yep.
And my dick. The top two on America's hit list. My dick and Bin Laden.
Man, nothing better than John Cena telling the whole crowd that fucking Bin Laden's dead.
Oh, it's the best.
Oh my God.
Do you remember where you were? The night Bin Laden?
Wait, it burned in my memory.
The night they announced they killed Bin Laden.
I remember 9/11, of course, but I do not remember Bin Laden.
Wasn't it right before
the other election?
Right before Obama's second.
Yep. Yeah.
Before Obama got elected again.
It was in May of 2011.
Okay, yeah, because that makes. Because then I was in college, and I remember people like screaming and yelling and like getting drunk because they're like Bin Laden's dead.
He was running against, I remember thinking he might as well just quit now.
Who was? I forget who.
No,
I was probably doing a bar show somewhere.
Oh, the Mormon.
Oh yeah, Mitt Romney. Yeah, yes. Yep.
I was at the White Wolf Inn, which was an old man bar in Bay Ridge, where they would close the doors and let us smoke cigarettes. I remember we walked in as they were doing the announcement, and the entire bar shut down of just old men standing up and saluting a TV.
See, that's the type of townie bar that I would have to leave. I would be like, I can't be here right now.
You could go down the street and get really good food. There's a card on 86th.
Be with my people. Yeah. Like, Bin Laden's dead, shed a tear.
So I've said this time on the show that dollar pizza needs to be made by Mexicans. When it's Indian dudes, it's always terrible.
Yeah.
I will say this. Best halal carts are guys that say the N-word to white people.
Where are your halal carts?
There's one on 86th Street, and it's right where all the bars let out.
Ooh.
And it's always a huge line. It wins a ton of awards.
It's a white guy in a do-rag.
Yes. And it's a couple brown face.
It's three Arab guys, and they drop... non-stop.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
And to every drunk white guy that comes up to him.
And the white guys love it.
And they love it.
Yeah. The white guys are like, yeah, man.
I went there so much that I started getting. I
started dropping the N-word to white guys.
I was good at that anyway. I went there so fucking much that they started giving me the other food that they didn't tell, like, they would be like, my friend, spicy rice?
Nice.
And I was like, are you giving me...
Again, say shukriya, and they'll give
I was like, are you giving me the shit? And they were like, my friend, this is what we eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you give them a shakalaka, and you go on your way.
Honestly, Tim, if you said shakalaka, they'd be like, he's trying.
He's trying. Then thank you, and then they call me the N-word. Yeah. I'm like, you got it.
Yeah, the day I got offered spicy rice, I was like, I'm doing something.
Yep.
I'm a good customer. By the way, way too hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
I can't handle it.
Same.
Yeah. My aunt makes rice like it's. I can't handle it now. Maybe when I was younger, but not anymore.
And I eat crazy hot shit, but I just remember the sheer volume of heat in the rice was like flabbergasting.
Dude, my buddy Tom... just as spicy as shit can fucking get. The bodega we used to live across from, he was like, he would get it, the shit as spicy as it got, And then he would get sick, and he'd be like, I love it.
Well, that is, it is good, though. That's the thing. Like, when I get chicken and rice drunk, I'll be like, hot sauce, for sure. And then the whole time, I'm like gagging, but it's fucking good.
My old roommate was a weird dude, and we would go to the hall cart, and he would get lamb over salad, double red sauce.
Oh, that's too
bad. So there's not even rice to, like, cut it. And then he would sit there and eat it and just sweat. And I would go, and he'd go, they make this spicy. I'm like, yeah, you got no rice and double red sauce. No, they made it spicy this time.
When I have friends visit from, like, Boston or Rhode Island, I'm always like, don't eat the red sauce. But they try it, and the next day is not good for them. Like, yeah. I'm telling you, buddy.
Since I have no sense of smell because of the surgery right now, I've been eating spicier and spicier stuff. And it's been going wrong for me later in the day.
Yeah, you know you still have a stomach.
You didn't get asshole surgery.
You still live with it.
The accent with that.
Oh, shit.
That looks cool as fuck.
That does look cool. So this is it's going to possess his body.
Let's assume.
It's a tree, right?
No, it's bone. It's antlers.
The deer that they killed.
It's the Muslim band I was telling you about. They were from Boston. They would always say they were from Boston stuff.
Oh, that's funny. There's not a lot of Muslims in Boston. Maybe there are. Let me do it. Wait, so only the kid can see?
I think the kid is in tune of whatever's going on.
The kid has a bottle of Jim Beam.
Hell yeah, dude. Kid rules.
This kid's like your nephew or whatever. Yeah. He sees his friends.
Listen, you need that guy at the party.
Yeah.
That was me at Skankfest. Like, when they send like a St. Bernard with a barrel of whiskey? That was me going up to people at Skankfest with Coke. Like, you look like you're having a rough time. Yeah. I would shake snow off.
Thanks to Zach, Mike, I had enough energy to fall off the stage.
No.
No, that was on her.
That was after Mike fell off the stage and I said, you need to get your shit together.
How'd she fall off the stage?
She's a dumb bitch.
She literally walked into the green room and went, I think I fell. And then lifted her, or was she wearing a skirt or she took her pants out?
Yeah.
And her whole leg was a bruise. She goes, I think I fell.
That bruise didn't go away for like 2 months. It was there forever.
Well, you kept dead legging her.
Yeah. Give her one of them. We play cool Jackass-style pranks in our house. I am excited for that new Jackass movie.
I couldn't be more excited.
The fat guy in it is an Indiana boy.
Zackass.
Yeah, Zackass. Oh, yeah, that's right. Name.
Yeah, people send me him quite a bit.
I think that dude's a badass.
He's great, yeah. No, I'm very excited for it.
I wish they could get Superhuman 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, yeah, Superhuman?
Yeah.
You know Superhuman?
No.
He's a juggalo. He jumps onto fucking bullshit. He's great.
Oh,
he's
like,
oh, he's an aspiring indie wrestler. And he jumps off of...
I know there's indie wrestlers.
And he jumps off of, like, trampolines and shit onto, like, cactuses and broken glass.
Oh,
his dad, psycho dad, has made him a platform now in his backyard. And he goes up, he goes, this is for all the juggalos and juggalettes.
How old is he?
He could be 12 and he could be 45.
But he goes, fuck this shit. And he goes, whoop, whoop.
And then he jumps, and every time he screams and cries and it cuts immediately.
Yeah. My favorite thing he does on Instagram now is he posts food that someone makes it, like either he makes it or his family makes it, at his house, and he just says, would you eat this? And it's a poll, and it always is like the nastiest looking fucking, like he had made like, they made like chicken legs that were like gray, and I was like, ew, this sucks. Let me go to this child's house and make him some food. I feel bad for him.
I can't do things with like glass. Disgusting food. All that, mm-mm.
Yeah, well, his disgusting food is supposed to be like good and edible, but it looks nasty.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, he jumps onto like barbed wire and shit. He's great.
Wait, does he not like Does he not like fuck up his whole body?
No, yeah, he does.
He does like one a week.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Like that's like good for him. Like one a week.
I like the early ones. He'd be like, "I'm gonna chug hot sauce and jump onto these Legos."
That's actually kind of fun.
Or he'd be like, "I'm gonna chug hot sauce and run into this wall."
Oh yeah, you run into
and
a
it's
wall.
Just a special needs person running headfirst into a wall.
Yeah, it's pretty cool,
dude. I have a guy that I can't say his shit on here, but I will give you the Instagram.
Okay.
Of a fan of the movie company I work for, who looks like Georgie Animal Steel.
Okay.
And I don't know how old he is. And he is a warrior for Jesus Christ.
Yes. I love when people are warriors for Christ.
And all day, every day, he posts pictures of what's on his TV. Pictures of DVD covers on another cell phone. And videos every day of him with no shirt on, wishing celebrities happy birthday.
Oh, I love this.
That's great.
That's awesome.
And then singing them happy birthday. But it'll be,
"Misha Barton, it's your special day. I remember you from the OC.
And it'll be like,
Tim just hurt himself sitting.
I ran my knee into the thing.
Wow. This is why you watch those videos. You're so dumb.
They'll just be like, "Happy birthday, Ludacris. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless you."
Aww.
It's haunting.
I love it. That's great.
That is awesome. I want to see that.
There is a man on TikTok with Down syndrome. And his TikTok handle is Fartmaster. And all he does is drop giant farts.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, this man rules. He drops huge farts and then he goes, ha, ha, ha. And then that's the awesome. End of the TikTok.
Isn't that what TikTok should be for?
I think it should be, yeah.
I hate these like kids with their stupid ass fucking dances and influence.
Don't want it.
No, I don't want
that. What's the new thing you're on, Zach?
Rizzle.
Let's make Rizzle that now.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're paying to be, but let's do that for Rizzle now.
They paid for a very nice event I was on in exchange that a number of us got Rizzle and posted. And God bless them. They're trying. I don't know if anyone's going to get it. I hope they do. Get Rizzle.
Get Rizzle.
Get Rizzle. Add me. It's like TikTok, but like it's got green screen and shit. It's a much more technologically sound TikTok. So you can like add music better, you can edit in it, videos in it, and then you can like green screen yourself to shit.
That's pretty cool. I think I'm going to get it because I don't like TikTok.
I don't like TikTok either. I don't post anything on it, really.
I post stuff from our podcast. I probably got like 80 posts or some shit, and I have like 90 followers.
Yeah.
And then there are people on there that follow me that have zero posts and like 240 followers. I'm like, I'm going to kill myself.
I never did TikTok. It was I felt like it passed me by.
Yeah.
And it's too late now. If I go on now, I just look desperate.
Nah, I don't think so. Mateo just signed up, and he's got like 100,000 followers.
I think it's because it's like, if you already have a following, you sign up.
Yeah, I think, exactly. Yeah. I don't have enough following. And plus, Mateo's like charming and talented.
And beautiful.
And gorgeous. Like, he should be on TikTok because people should know about him.
Yeah.
I should not be on TikTok.
I should be on Gas Digital doing my movie show.
I should be on whatever Joe Rogan just signed up for. Fucking Stormfront.
I think I get that newsletter. Oh no, that's the Daily Stormer. I'm sorry.
Is the dad dead? Why is she crying so much?
I think they said he's fucked up.
Oh.
That was our.
I think he might be in a coma. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
He got shot.
He did get shot, and the kid had a bottle of whiskey, and now he has this totem thing.
Oh, they're doing
it's still beeping.
I love that the kid's just allowed to like roam around. They're like, "All right, man."
I like the smash cuts in this very much because it's the kid's perspective and what he's thinking about without having to make it overly obvious. And it's telling that it's his story all through the camera work.
The cinematography in this movie is pretty good.
It's a very interesting movie. This is not a terrible movie.
No.
This is scary. I think this is how they're saying he's possessed. Hell yeah, Dewey.
Taking all the attention away from his dad.
We gotta stop letting children in this emergency room. They just faint.
I don't hate this monster either because they're not really showing it.
Yeah.
I love this. This is fun.
I always thought that was the worst part of Jeepers Creepers. I always liked it until they showed the monster. And then I was like, this monster kind of sucks.
The worst part of Jeepers Creepers is that the guy who made it is a convicted pedophile.
Hey.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I lied. I actually like that movie a lot. Now.
Zach, fun fact. Fucking what's his goddamn name? Jeepers Creepers guy. The guy who directed Jeepers Creepers made a movie called Clown House. And he got caught. Can you look up the guy who made Jeepers Creepers, please? I know his fucking name. And he got caught videotaping himself having sex with the teenage star.
Whoa.
And went to jail. Wow. Went to jail. Came out and made the movie Powder, which was protested.
How long was he in jail?
Wait, a while. He went to jail.
Damn.
For boy fucking.
Victor Salva?
Victor Salva.
Oh.
And then he made Powder, and now he's made all the Jeepers Creepers movies. And Francis Ford Coppola funds his films.
Whoa. Damn. Also, I'm shocked he did not get, like, killed in jail, because they don't. If they find out, they're like...
Alex, can you look up exactly what he was charged with? It was, like... It was a rough one.
Because I worked at... I did research at a prison, so sometimes I'd go in, and they would be like, oh, like, some guy who was convicted of, like, pedophilia, like, got his head smashed. And that was...
Well, even, I think, if you're in for, like, violent rape or something, that they call it a skin beef.
Yeah.
But so, yeah. In 1988, he was convicted of sexual molestation of a 12-year-old actor from the film Clown House, and he only served 15 months of his 3-year sentence.
Good behavior. They didn't have any kids in there for him to fuck. Yeah. So he made Powder. I used to love Powder.
Yep.
What's Powder about?
Powder's an albino guy. He's got powers, and he brings people together with his
weird electricity powers.
Freakishness. I don't know.
He full on. And then the kid that he molested, like, protests his openings. Like, please do not support this man. He fucked my boy butt.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And people are like, yeah, but you know what? Those movies are so good. I think the last Jeepers Creepers got pulled from its theatrical release, or the premiere was canceled. Because the allegations came back out.
Rich people get...
Allegations. Facts, excuse me.
Got a he, too.
Yeah. I want you to step up. It's just insane to me. Like, for some of the things people have been canceled for, so to speak.
I mean, it just lends credence to the cabal of pedophiles that are in Hollywood. I believe that.
But look, I just think that rich people can have so much, but every super rich and powerful person is a pedophile. It's so fucking wild.
Yeah.
Either that or they make you do it and they film it so that they always can control you.
Yeah. Like Scientology, you think Scientology has that? Like that?
No, I think the Skull and Bones does it.
Oh, wow.
What's Skull and Bones? Is that like a secret society?
Isn't that Yale?
Skull and Bones is a secret society that...
Oh, we're all the presidents. Yeah.
Many of our leaders have gone. And there's a suspicion that... They make you do wild shit, and they film it so that they always have that footage so that they can blackmail you when the day comes.
That makes a lot of sense.
And I think it might be like,
yeah, that's right,
bestiality, like crazy shit. I know it's definitely, it's probably gay shit, but I think it's even beyond that. Like, I think it's like inhumane shit so that they always have that footage of you.
So we can say we did it, okay?
So that you have to do whatever. When they come knocking, you're doing whatever they say.
Wow.
They'll ruin it. Wild.
Yeah, I know.
All these fucking to put you out, Yale.
That game was just getting started. When I stopped by the hospital.
Yeah, go on. Take them down, Obama.
Look.
Preach system. Hospital,
huh? Routine stuff.
That's, I never heard that, but that makes a lot of sense to me.
I know. When I went to...
What's that?
Brown, and half the kids fair. Only passed because, and one of the kids told me, like, I was studying so hard. My dad works in a factory. I was just like, I have to get this done. And this kid was like, oh, yeah, my grandparents said that if I don't pass, they're going to pull the funding. And now he works, I think, at the DNC.
Well, that's, you know. Step up from the RNC. You think a legacy like that.
Yeah, I was like, you should just go work. It's the same thing. They're the same fucking thing.
It's all the same. Yep. They don't give a shit about human life, really.
No.
What do you mean?
This is Commie Zach talking.
Yeah, they're mad as hell.
My favorite Ralph Nader quote.
Look, I got Jack stuff.
The only difference between Democrats and Republicans is the velocity at which their knees hit the floor when big corporations come knocking.
Absolutely.
That's a great quote.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I don't want to have to slap the cuffs on you just to take you down and give you a $30 fine.
That was a dude who was watching them have sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell by the little bit of cub that's on his mustache.
That's what they're for.
Would you have that?
Oh my god! Hell yes, dude!
Finally.
Man, Johnny Lotto, come around here, Law Dog.
That's gotta suck when you're like in a town where you're like the cop. It's like, well, I killed the cop. Oof. And it's gonna take what, days for people to notice?
Yeah. Lotto, go around here.
If you're going to be a
Did
murderer...
Did he behead the cop?
No, he just smashed him with a fucking...
If you're going to be a murderer, cold places are a great place to do it. Because when you freeze a body, it makes it hard for them to tell the time and date of death.
That's very concerning.
So, no, that's why, like, the Iceman, the mob hitman,
yeah.
He used to freeze the bodies and then dump them later. And they couldn't place him in a time period ever, because it fucked up the forensics.
Oh, that's smart as hell.
Those interviews with him are incredible.
Yeah, he is.
Where do I
devoid
find
devoid of
some YouTube.
Head. Oh hell yeah.
He is devoid of a soul.
I can imagine.
I guess he was a real bad dad too, if you could fucking believe it.
There's that the woman, the BTK killer's daughter.
Yeah.
I want to read her book because she was like shocked. Like
she came out and said she still loves him. That's what she said. She goes, "It's my dad," and he was probably
a good dad.
He was a good dad by all accounts. Yeah. He only attacked his son like one time.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't have that good of a record.
I never got hit by my parents, but when my dad did catch me for like the 80th time gambling, he held a knife to my face, and that was. That was the day I quit, because I was like, I think the next time he's going to stab me.
I got hit a lot, but just by my mom.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Hot.
My mom hit me one time and broke a blood vessel in her hand and never hit me again. This guy's on the warpath.
Would you ever have a handlebar mustache, Tim? I feel like
I can't,
that's...
like, grow good facial hair like that.
Yeah, where you're talking to two low T boys.
Yeah, I mean,
I think I could. I think I could.
Okay, but I got like patchy. It's like patchy here, and then from all the times I busted my chin open and fucking.
What were you doing to bust your chin open?
Every time I'd get drunk when I was like 22, I'd try to do the worm, and I'd try to do it from jumping, and I would always smash my chin on the ground and knock myself out. I'd wake up in a chair with, like, blood all over my shirt, and they'd be like, you tried to do it again.
One time, my friend has a bus that he travels on it's like a production vehicle, and we got completely hammered at a movie premiere, and they had to keep me on the bus, because this is back when I used to drink a lot more, and I passed out on the bus, and nobody could move me. They're like, just leave him on the bus with somebody to watch him. And I apparently got up at like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, and my friend Mark was with me, and I couldn't make words, but I was trying to tell him I had to get off the bus and piss. But they had locked the door, so he needed to like have them let me out, and I tried to headbutt my way off the bus like through the bus door, and I went like this, and he goes, what's wrong, buddy? And I just pointed, and he goes, gotta pee. I went, He was right. Somebody come out and lay off the bus. I went, mm. I went come out. And I headbutted it.
Yeah.
Knocked myself out and pissed my pants.
That's always the worst.
What are you?
Whenever I've been woken up by the cops, they do it where they grab your thumb and just push. And that's how they wake. That's how every time I've been passed
how
out
many
or whatever.
Times have I've you never had that happen. By
three.
Cops. It's like
I was passed out in this in a stranger in someone's lawn and they woke me up that way. I was passed out in a dorm once and that's how they woke me up. Then when I was passed out in the dorm, I was passed out with my buddy and I guess my buddy earlier in the night had walked into a doorway and gave himself a black eye, but he thought that the cop had punched him. So he's in there. He's like, you fucking cocksucker, motherfucker. He's like, you punch me? I'm going to sue everyone in this fucking city. And he's
so
just,
jealous of white people.
He's just screaming about suing the cop. And we're both in handcuffs. And I go, officer, I would like you to know I do not stand with him. I am not suing anyone. And I think you're a pretty good guy if you let me go.
You're such a bitch.
Yeah, I know. I just didn't want to go to jail.
Okay, the timing is not right for this. And I don't know if it ever happened.
Oh, shit, yeah.
But you know what would be such a good name for an album for you? This is probably 10 years too late for this to be relevant. Guantanamo Bay, BAE.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty great, yeah. I think, honestly, it's still open.
Can I be honest? It's really good.
Yeah, it's great.
That's great. I got to think of a name.
I'd be in like a orange jumpsuit. Yeah.
I'm recording an album in April in Cincinnati, and I got to think of a name. I was thinking of going with Retard Boy.
I don't hate it. I put out an EP years ago, and it was based on an old story I used to tell, and I called it R.I.P. Pop Pop, and no one thought it was funny. Like, people just thought it was a very sad thing to call an album.
Yeah.
It was about, I used to tell a story on stage about making love to a young gal, my age, a gal. And
nice.
After all the pedophile yeah. talk about
a gal, a legal gal.
And Vincent Salvo.
the iTunes was on random and it started playing Journey, Open Arms. And she just started crying in the middle of sex. And I was like, what's going on? What's happening? I was like, yeah. I thought I did something. And she goes, it's okay. They played this song at my pop-pop
show. Oh, no.
He died 4 months ago, and I miss him so much.
Wow, she was not invested in the sex. She was,
and I was
listening.
Like, and I was like, should I stop? And she goes, no, it's okay. You keep fucking me.
Oh, my God.
Nope, well, can't. The fucking
Native Americans are magical as hell. They know how to take all your money at their casinos.
This little kid is so cute.
It's Dewey, baby.
Yeah.
Wonder what Dewey's up to now.
He quit acting.
I feel like he looks the same, probably.
I just watched. I think like after Malcolm in the Middle and Joe Dirt, he was just like done.
I feel like that's a good call for a kid who's been working.
I love that he's been squeezing it so tight that his hand's bloody.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice
that. Look at that acting.
That's good.
Is there going to be a quote?
I think that might be the end of the movie.
That was pretty good.
I kind of loved it.
Yeah, that was great.
It was very, very like...
Oh, some after. Some credits.
Finally, a tow truck shows up.
That was very highly stylized for a low-budget movie, and I could definitely... I know we talked over the whole thing. We do a lot of movie talk on this one. I really enjoyed that.
The monster was good.
The monster was very scary.
I like the monster.
That was a blast. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having
coming
us.
Coming out and being last-minute replacements. I would love to have you more and more. You're great guests and you're great people. I can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
So please follow Tim McLaughlin, Amama Sardar, and support them and support the show. And I love you, and we will see you next week here on Zach Amico's Midnight.